This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Tomorrow, voters will go to the polls to cast ballots for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The race pits appeals judge Brian Hagedorn, who's backed by conservatives, against appeals judge Lisa Neubauer, who's backed by liberals.
The winner will serve a 10-year term, replacing Shirley Abramson, who's considered one of the court's liberal justices. Abramson chose not to seek re-election after more than 40 years on the bench.
WUWM's Marty Michelson caught up with both candidates on the campaign trail. We'll hear from Lisa Neubauer in a little while, but first, Marty talks with Brian Hagedorn, beginning with why he's in the race.
I'm running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court because I believe deeply in not having courts that engage in partisan politics. You know, my job as a judge is to say what the law is, not what I think the law should be. And that's what the rule of law means at the end of the day. It's upholding the Constitution as written and protecting the public. And I think it's incredibly important to have courts who know their lane, their constitutional role, and stay in that and do that well. And that will serve our whole civic culture in excellent ways.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
I think this race is really about judicial philosophy. And my opponent has upheld as a model the justice we're seeking to replace here, someone who has been far more political on the bench, who has brought her values to bear in her judicial philosophy. And I don't believe that's appropriate. I've been in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I've litigated many cases. I was a law clerk there. And I've seen what can happen when we have courts that have a more political orientation to the way they do judging. And I think it's wrong. It would be wrong for people of whatever political stripe to do it. So we need judges who are there to do law and apply the law as written. And that's how we build confidence back up in our courts.
What's the top reason you believe voters shouldn't choose your opponent?
Well, again, I would go back to the issue of judicial philosophy, that I think her judicial philosophy in this situation is not appropriate for the bench. She's holding up as a model someone who's been political. The other thing I should say here in this race, we've seen significant attacks on people of faith in this race. And, you know, I think our constitutional rights are precious, rights like the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. And I think my opponent has made clear in this race that she is not going to support and defend and uphold the rights of people to live out their own faith in their private lives as they see fit. And that's foundational to our constitutional order. It's in our Constitution, so it's my obligation to uphold and defend all of our constitutional rights.
What's your judicial philosophy?
Well, my philosophy is I'm an originalist and a textualist. So I look at what the law is as written, which means I take my own views out of it. I don't ask, is this law fair? Is it not fair? I don't ask, who's the big guy or the little guy or who got the good end of the deal or the bad end of the deal? I look at the laws that are passed by the legislature. Doesn't matter whether it was Republican or Democratic passed law. You look at what's written. Same thing with the Constitution. You read it according to what its words meant at the time it was written, because that's what law is. It's based upon words written down that govern us, and my job is to say what those words are and not what I think the law should be.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or two?
Well, it's always tough to say. That's the most interesting thing about being a judge is you can sometimes never predict the types of things that are going to come before you. I do think moving forward, you're going to see clashes between the administrative state and just the rule of law generally. There's a lot of ongoing conversation about that. I do think issues related to constitutional rights like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms will be increasing flashpoints. And obviously, you know, we live in a time where we have divided government with different political branches controlled by different parties. That tends to produce political controversy, which oftentimes ends up in the courts. Hard to predict what those things will be, but that's why it's so faithful to not have anybody who picks one side or the other, but who's going to be faithful to the law. No matter who wrote it.
WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with appeals judge Brian Hagedorn, one of two candidates on the ballot tomorrow in the race for state Supreme Court, and the candidate who is backed by conservatives.
Appeals judge Lisa Neubauer is the other candidate and is backed by liberals. Marty began her conversation with Neubauer with the same question, why she's in the race.
I am running because I am really fighting for a fair, impartial, independent court. What does that mean? It means that when people walk through our courthouse doors, they need to know that they will receive justice. No thumb on the scale, no ideology, no agenda, no predetermined outcomes. And that's the kind of judge I've been for over 11 years on the Court of Appeals, and that's the kind of justice I will continue to be if I'm honored to be elected by the people of our state on April 2nd.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
The top reason voters should select me is because I have far more experience and qualifications than my opponent. I have over 30 years in the law. I clerked for a federal judge before I started a very successful legal career for almost 19 years. I rose through the ranks. I made partner. I've had extensive experience in the courts. And now I've been on the Court of Appeals for 11 years. I have had, the opportunity in that role to literally decide thousands of cases. And I've been made chief by our Wisconsin Supreme Court twice. I've had a lot of leadership experience. I've had a lot of leadership opportunities. I've had a lot of experience to work with other people.
What's the top reason you believe voters shouldn't choose your opponent?
You know, the voters have a lot of information. The press has been very active in this campaign in putting out a lot of information about my opponent. He has been involved as a judge in starting a school that bans gay people, students and parents, teachers. He has aligned himself as a judge in giving speeches to a group labeled as a hate group, and many other things, writings on key constitutional issues. So the voters have a lot of information to consider in deciding who between us they trust will be fair, impartial, and independent.
What's your judicial philosophy?
My judicial philosophy is very straightforward. No agenda, no ideology, no predetermined outcomes. I approach every single case with an open mind, and my intent and what I believe I've done consistently for 11 years is to look at the law, follow the Constitution, figure out what the case presents. I look at every individual case as a separate, case with involving people. And I believe that that is the approach that's reflected in my thousands of decisions.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or two?
Well, there's been, there's been articles in the paper about the kinds of cases that are going up to the Supreme Court, and that many of them they've accepted. I don't really have something to provide to your viewers on what I think that docket might look like. They typically take about 60 or 70 cases a year. Our court decides hundreds. So I'm just going to keep on keeping on, and I will come to every single case that's up there with an open mind.
Appeals Judge Lisa Neubauer spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson. Neubauer faces Appeals Judge Brian Hagedorn at the polls tomorrow in the race for state Supreme Court.
In her interview, Neubauer mentioned that Hagedorn helped start a school, quote, that bans gay people, end quote. Hagedorn insists the school bans staff from being in gay relationships, but says it does not ban gay students or their parents. You can find more information at WUWM.com.